The views, information, or opinions expressed during Angel Answers with Amy Toys series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily are the opinions of those of the host, BBS Radio, and its affiliates and its producers. The show, its host, BBS Radio, and affiliates and its producers are not responsible and does not verify the accuracy of any of the information contained in the series. The primary purpose of this series is to educate and inform. This series does not constitute medical, legal, or other professional advice or services. The series is available for private, non-commercial use only. Any portion of this series may not be copied, reproduced, or edited without written consent by the host or its producer. And welcome to Angel Answers with Amy Toy. I am your host, Amy Toy. I'm a clairvoyant, clairsentient, clairaudient, and angel communicator. And today I have a very special guest named Jamie Lynn. And Jamie is going to talk about alchemy. And Jamie, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, thank you for coming on. Well, Jamie, why don't you explain a little bit about your background and tell people what your special gifts are, because when I was reading your bio, wealth consciousness revolutionary. Let's go from there.
Right? Well, I grew up, you know, kind of, I wouldn't say poor. We always had, like, enough, but not, like, beyond that.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, so what that kind of developed into is I discovered I had a unique gift for creating phenomenal amounts of money in other people's businesses. So I would play with that, and it's basically so I'm like psychic and intuitive and empathic and like all of like that mixed together. Mm-hmm. I hear things, I see things, I know things.
Yeah.
And basically it's just fine-tuning my intuition, which is your gut feeling. And so along with that, I have the ability to communicate with a lot of different things because, you know, things are just energy.
Right.
Energy, your bank account's energy, animals are energy, trees are energy, people are energy.
Yeah.
So once I realized exactly what I was doing and I could put words to it, it was like, oh, that is so cool. And, you know, what would it be like to have a planet full of wealth-conscious people instead of, like, unconsciously wealth people?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, and I've noticed for myself that I have learned throughout my experiences, and like I said, this is just like a conversation, like two people over coffee. Sometimes that's, you know, how I like to approach this is we want to just educate people that it's their mindset and their thinking. And when I was growing up, by the way, it was a poverty consciousness environment. It's like money doesn't grow on trees. You know, you're never going to be wealthy. You know, you might as well just go by the status quo, but it seems like you and I, you know, are overcoming that with our own manifestation, or as you call it, alchemy, which is the first question I have for you. What is alchemy?
So alchemy is the ability to create something from nothing. The really cool thing with it is it only works if you're functioning from the energy of love and gratitude.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It does not work if you're trying to create something from fear and lack and anger and judgment.
Right.
Which is I think, you know, where the ideas come from, that, you know, all that money doesn't grow on trees, you have to work hard to get your pennies, and all of that is a fear-based lack consciousness that is completely, like, not true.
That makes sense. Oh, yeah. But to some people out there, it's like that's how where they were brought up. So now with this kind of show, that's why I have this kind of show, because I want to tell people you can overcome that thinking. I think it takes most of your adulthood to get over your childhood, at least in my experience.
Right.
And, you know, all this stuff that our parents, God bless them, you know, it's generational, I'm sure. you know, had this situation where, you know, like, you know, I remember my mom used to say, what do you want me to do, pull it out of my rear end, the money? And I'm like, yeah, maybe you could, Mom. I don't know. Manifest that way. I don't know. I'm thinking, you know, I'm being sarcastic, but, you know, that's where you're at. It's what we grew up. Well, my mother and father grew up in the Depression era. Even though I'm younger, I was born later. So there's this Depression era. Even my grandmother, when I was growing up with her, she used to say, you know, hoard your pennies away, put your money in the mattress. And I'm like, what is this, the mafia? You put your money in the mattress? I mean, good Lord.
Like the teacher is going to come steal it, you know.
I know, like the government, you know, is going to come steal it. Yeah. I feel that, you know, that this is like something that we need to talk about today, because even with the media, you know, with the current economic situation, the election, you know, that poverty consciousness, there's only the upper 1% that are wealthy. I mean, what is your feeling on that? I mean, come on here. People are just, they got to watch, we got to stop watching the news first.
Yes.
You can overcome this stuff. Yes.
Yeah. You know, and part of that switching, I call it a twisted perspective.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's mindset. So if you're focusing on everything that you don't have and all the stuff that somebody else has, like, your thoughts create your reality. So if that's what you're thinking, you're actually being the energy of what you're thinking. So what I teach actually is to shift your perspective to all the things that you do have and the things that bring you joy. So like watching the news, I don't know about you, but that has never brought me joy.
No. No, it's brought me money.
Don't watch it.
Yeah, it's wanting me to bring a gun. No, I'm just kidding. And, you know, it's like, why would I want to watch that? And I want to shoot myself afterwards. And no offense, I've never wanted to commit suicide like that. I'm just saying, it's like, why would I want to do this to myself? Yeah, it's metaphorically. And, you know, like everything else, we have to think about what, you're right, what makes us happy. You know, when people are looking to switch their thinking, how does that work, you think? What are some, like you said, attitude of gratitude, that's one thing. What are some things that, you know, how does this work?
So one of the things, like if you want to talk about some really creative, inspiring people, is like Einstein and Steve Jobs, basically they got to where they did solely following their intuition. They weren't focusing on what they didn't have and what they couldn't do. What they were focusing on was what they could do and what brought them joy. So, you know, even in like your everyday life, gratitude, the vibration of gratitude and the vibration of love are like the highest vibrations that you can align with right now on the planet. So things like fear, anger, and judgment are not. And actually, when you came in, when you were born, when you came into this lifetime, your true essence came in with you, like your soul, all of that. And your actual true nature is not that of fear, anger, and judgment. Those are all learned behaviors.
Correct.
So, so one of the things that you can do to start shifting things is, you know, you get up in the morning and I think Abraham Hicks says there's something like 17 seconds from the time you wake up. You have 17 seconds to, like, set your day according to your mindset and all that, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So
yes,
if you can begin your day thinking about something that lights you up, that you're grateful for, instead of, oh, damn it, I woke up again and I'm in the same place and I have all this to-do list and I have bills to pay and I have and I have this and, you know, so just let all of that go and focus for 17 seconds, 68 seconds if you can. Focusing on something positive for 68 seconds will actually change reality.
Yes, it does. I mean, your first, I mean, for me, this is my ritual in the morning. I do pray in the morning, and I do meditate. And I'm grateful that I am where I'm at because I changed where I was at. For example, I lived in Buffalo, New York all my life, where it's gloom and doom for most of the years. I moved down to Florida because I had to change it. See, those are the things you need to do. You have to change it. If it doesn't work for you and you've tried to work with everything, you got to change it. I'm not talking about everybody moved to Florida. I'm just saying if you don't like your current environment, switch it. You know, be grateful from that point there. But the point is, every morning I wake up and I'm grateful that the sun is shining and I live where I live. And it's a very positive environment. And you can shift it very easily. You're right. I remember, yes, my friend did say 17 seconds and the 68-second rule. But I know that was from Abraham Hicks. I forgot it was from there. She just told me it the other day. She's like, well, if you want to shift it.
Well, and the other thing that helps you do, too, is to be present in the moment. Because everything that happened, even like 10 seconds ago, that's in the past.
Yes.
So, yeah, and that's a learned behavior is functioning in the past of, you know, and that's based on fear. So last time, for example, like last time I did that, this happened. Well, last time you did that, that was like however long ago. What about now? What's changed now?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That makes sense. Yeah, so the focusing for a couple seconds will keep you present in the now, in the moment, so that you can move forward without the past.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, because what is that saying? You can't live in the, you know, you're not living in the present if you're focusing on the past or the future. The present is a presently now or something like that. I can't remember. My brain's not functioning today. It's all that sun. Anyway.
That's funny. I do that too. I channel a lot. So, and then there's a lot that comes in, so my mouth doesn't quite work as fast as my awareness.
I know, right? I don't know what they're doing with me lately, but it seems like I'm channeling a lot more than I realize because my clients will call me up and they're like, Amy, you told me this, and that. I don't remember telling you that.
Right?
And then I can't talk during the reading because, you know, or I'm doing the healing. I can't talk because it's all coming in too fast. You're right.
Yes.
I don't know what's going on with me, but I'm something shifting in me, too.
I'm just going to speak Greek today.
Yeah. I just speak, you know, Italian. I don't even know Italian, but what the hell. Anyway.
Right? That's awesome. I'm glad to know I'm not the only one.
I share that with you for a reason, and that's why I'm sharing it with the audience, because sometimes people are like, Amy, I'm just like, I don't know where I'm going to. I don't either.
Exactly. It's a surprise, and it's fun.
It's fun. Time of the grocery store. I don't remember where I got there. Anyway, selective memory. I guess spirit wants us to be selective in memory, you know? They just don't want us to be present. Anyway.
Yep.
And, well, let's talk a little bit about, can anyone learn this? I'm not, all kidding aside, I mean, we're not the chosen few. I mean, what is it? Most are calling, but few, you know, what a lot of chosen, but are, I don't know. I can't remember that saying, but can anyone learn this? You don't have to be special, right? You can learn this stuff. Anybody can learn this, right? Yeah, there you go.
Yes, anybody can learn this. It's kind of like muscles that you build. Because when it's doing something different. So I teach a series of daily exercise and kind of routines that have to do with like along the lines of meditations or just centering. And calling in your true essence, which is essentially your soul. Because that is actually the truth of who you are. So, you know, I have a lot of people call and ask me, can you turn my psychic abilities back on? And it's like they're not actually gone. They didn't go anywhere. They're just snuffed because you're not in alignment with your soul. So, yeah, it's essentially, you know, we all came into this world telepathic and psychic, clairvoyant, We could see things. We know things. It's just that, you know, by the time we hit age 5 and 7 for sure, depending on the family that we chose to come into, more than likely, all of those qualities that you came in with were snuffed and shut down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I got mixed messages when I was growing up because my great-grandmother was a well-known psychic healer in the area. My mother had witnessed this. She has her own abilities. But when I started seeing, you know, dead people coming around and feeling things, she was just like, oh, you know, it was like a gift and a curse to her. She didn't understand, mm-hmm. but she never discouraged it, but she never encouraged it. So,
yeah.
You know, when you grow up in a mixed message environment, I call it, which is what it happened, you kind of, you have to undo a lot of stuff, like I said. It takes most of your adulthood
yeah.
to get over your childhood. And I'm telling
mm-hmm.
you, I'm sure there's many therapists out there making a lot of money off of us, but, you know, hey.
Right? Because all we need is just to align with our soul, and we're good.
Exactly, but you know what, too? I want to get back to what you said about your, you know, clients calling you and saying, I'm losing my abilities. No, you're not.
Yeah.
You're right. You're
yeah.
not in alignment with source, divine essence, whatever.
Yeah.
I call it source
mm-hmm.
energy. I'm like, if you're not
yeah.
in alignment with the divine, then you need to get reprogrammed. Let's get you back in alignment. You know,
yes.
And it's like usually when you question them, they've gotten out of their daily spiritual practices. Well, I don't do that anymore. So
mm-hmm.
you don't pray and meditate anymore, okay? Do you spend time alone and just quiet your thoughts? No. Okay. No wonder you're out of alignment, man. We got to get you back in. You're doing it to yourself. You see, people don't understand that. At least
right.
that's in my experience. When you really get to the root of the matter, they're not connecting because they're kind of busy off in space doing God knows what. You know, so it's really,
well,
you can
there,
get yourself back.
There seems
yeah.
to be an interesting point of view that meditating takes time, I've noticed.
Yeah, let's
so
talk about that for
like,
a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, people tend to, like, not do it because they're like, I don't have time. Well,
uh-huh.
typically everybody has at least 5 to 10 to 17 seconds.
Yeah, really.
Periodically throughout the day. Just what I teach people to do is put your hand on your heart and
uh-huh.
just slow your breathing.
Yes.
That is essentially a form of meditation, and you can actually do that while you're driving. You can do that
yeah.
while you're walking, you know, from your couch to the bathroom or the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that anywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Even in the bathroom, it does work. It's quiet.
Right? If you forgot
yeah.
your book to read while you're sitting on your throne, put your hand on your heart.
Yeah. You know, I've told a client that, and it does work for them. Now that's where they meditate.
<I'm serious>.
Anyway, it does work for hey.
Throughout the day.
Easily, while you're after you flush the toilet. Anyway, oh my God, I don't know what got into me today. I don't drink, but I'll tell you what, I don't need to.
A side effect of being in alignment, everything is really funny.
Well, you know, I hook up with the cherubs every day, too. So one of my practices, I work with the angels very heavily. I mean, they're part
mm-hmm.
of my life since my second near-death experience. So I hook up with the, you know, I tap into the, you know, cherubs, and I get goofy all day. My clients are like, what do you got in your seltzer water? I'm nothing alcoholic. I don't need it. I'm just high on life, man.
Yep.
Which leads me to the next.
No caffeine required.
No caffeine required, nothing required, but just hook up to the cherubs, and they're one of the angelic realms, so they're giddy. All right, speaking of joy, why does money follow joy? Why do you think that is?
So imagine that you're going to a party, and there's a huge buffet table. The music is phenomenal, people are dancing, people are having a good time, and it's someplace you want to be, like you're excited to go, lights you up. And you have a choice, so you can go to that party, or you can go to the other one where there's like two things on the buffet table that are like chips and salsa, and They forgot the paper plate, so you're going to have to just everybody eats out of the same bowl. There's no music, and everybody's just kind of standing around, you know, picking their nose and trying to have a conversation. So, like, that's not that much fun, right?
Exactly. No. That'd be downer, man.
Right. So, which of those parties are you going to choose to go to?
The first one, of course. I mean, seriously.
Right.
It's the first one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because it lights you up. It raises your energy. It's exciting. It, you know, at some point you will have an inspired action, maybe if it's only to dance and let loose. And so it's the same thing with money. So when you're aligned with Source, with your true essence, it keeps you in the space of joy and happiness, and it opens the doors for all of the possibilities to show up where money can flow to you because you're in the receiving and the giving energy at the same time.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
It makes total sense, but I hope everybody, you know, it's like, what is my friend says? She's like, you know, do what you love, and the money will follow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, which brings me to people will ask me, what is their purpose? And I throw it right back at them. I say, what do you love to do? And, you know, and then there's like, you know, you can see the smoke coming out of the ears, and, you know, you got this stuff coming out, and they're like, it takes them a while. Yeah, but I love to do this and do that. Okay. Maybe you can make that into a business. Maybe you can make that as a side business, something you love doing. And it does take off on its own. It does have a life of its own after a while. So follow your joy. Follow the, was that Joseph Campbell, follow your bliss? I mean, it's like, oh, yeah, follow your bliss. Well, it's true. You're not here to suffer with at a party where you just have, you know, two chips and salsa. And, you know, I mean, that's depressing, man. I wouldn't go to that party. I'd be ditching that party 2 seconds. But people go to work every day.
Well, and,
that
and
party's work. Yeah, their job.
Yep, exactly.
See, it's very simple, but we as humans overcomplicate it, right?
Oh, yeah, because we, you know, everything has to be logical, and you have to overthink it, and you have to. And actually, your intuition, and, you know, if you're aligned with Source, you already know. There's no thinking required. It's just inspired action.
Right. And then people are like, but I can't make money doing that. Oh, yes, you can.
Oh, yeah, you can. You can make more money doing that.
Exactly.
And that's the twisted perspective, is like, I can't make money and have fun. Because that doesn't coincide with this reality thinking of what you're supposed to do. It definitely doesn't coincide with you have to work hard to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I don't know about you, but I wake up every day grateful and happy to get out of bed that, A, I live in Florida, and B, that I love what I do.
There's sunshine.
It's sunny out. I don't have that sad seasonal adverse affective disorder like I had in Buffalo, that gray dismalness. But kidding aside, it's like, but we love what we do. We get up in the morning, and we're here to teach people, hey, you know, and we're here to read people and guide them and, you know, do whatever. I mean, I think that's the greatest joy I ever had. I mean, I don't know about you, but before I got into this work full time, I was a paralegal. I hated it. And then I'm doing the psychic work on the side and loving it. And sometimes what will happen is you have that overlap of, okay, I have a day job, quote and unquote, where I have to go to work and make a paycheck, and then I have a side business. Usually what will happen is the side business will take over the day job. And I've seen a lot of my clients go through that recently.
Yes, and the other interesting thing happened, too, is I just had one of my clients go through this. Your body is actually very intelligent. And it knows what is in alignment with Source.
Ah.
It's, you know, everybody came in with a body, so we take it for granted that we have one. Like, if we didn't, we'd be floating around in the ethers, doing whatever we do in the ethers. But
it's another show.
Right. That's another show. But, you know, for this lifetime, we have a body. We chose it. And it's actually a very cool tool to use when you're opening your awareness and learning to follow your intuition. Because your body is what you feel things with. Your body shows you feelings. And so my client was in a job that she, like, it's high stress and horrible. Well, her body sent her into an anxiety attack.
Oh.
And shut her down. And the doctor ended up telling her that, you know, you can't go back to work for a week. And so then, you know, yeah. So her body basically was like, hello, you are not going to ignore me anymore.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because she knows, she's known for a while, that she wants to branch out and do her own thing and follow what's light for her, but she was afraid that she couldn't do that because she was afraid she couldn't make money doing what she loved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so her body stepped in and was like, now is the time. No more.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the thing is, there's a lot of other, she's not the only one. There's a lot of other people across the planet like that that don't realize actually what's going on. So they go to the doctor and they get on meds for anxiety and depression and all of that, and it's just a Band-Aid. It doesn't actually ever help.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
No. No, it doesn't. No. I find it interesting that, you know, when you're going to the doctor for anti-anxiety meds and antidepressants and you're over-medicating with alcohol and drugs, there's something wrong. Mm-hmm. That's not the way you're meant
something
to.
Something is off.
Something is so off, man. You need to go and realign yourself in the bathroom. No, I'm just kidding. But
right?
Put your heart in.
Yep.
And I'm not talking about Miralax either. Anyway.
No, do not align with that. Unless you want to meditate for a really long time in the bathroom.
Some people may want to. Some
then
people call me
know.
In the bathroom. My clients will call me, I'm in the bathroom, and I'm like, great. I'm always in the bathroom with somebody, so I don't even know it. Because they're so unhappy. But the reason why they're calling me, because they're so unhappy with their current circumstances. And that's,
yes.
You know, we have to use humor in this line of work sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, it's like, what would it take to for people to not wait until a catastrophe hits to ask for help?
Right, exactly.
Like,
yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Every time we get into some kind of medical crisis, maybe someone died, like in my situation, my father passed away. It was like, I'm leaving Buffalo, man. Adios.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was my turning point to realize that my life wasn't in alignment where I needed to be, and I was being pushed to here, which we'll get into a little bit with more of the questions. But, you know, it's a process. You got to pay attention and be self-aware. It's very simple.
Mm-hmm. Very simple.
Yeah, but we overcomplicate it. But anyway.
Right? Stop thinking.
Exactly. How does knowing what your soul gift is to help you in your business? How does knowing what your soul gift is help you in business?
So that's very cool. So when you are using your soul gift, basically that puts you right smack in alignment with Source and with your true essence.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's kind of like the psychic thing, you know, can you make me psychic? Can you do this? But everybody's psychic. Everybody has a soul gift.
Right.
And when you're using that, not only does it bring you continuous joy moment to moment, but you can talk about it. You can speak about it at the drop of a hat. You can, you end up being one of those annoying people that talk to everybody about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, you know, when you're an entrepreneur, it requires socializing a little bit
yeah.
to
uh-huh.
get yourself known and out there. So So if you're using your soul gifts and you're excited about them and you know what you know about them and they create results and all of that, you're going to talk about it. And the side effect is you get clients that pay you, a lot of them, and those clients talk about what magic happened in their life. And then you get more clients, and then those clients talk. You see how it's just like a ripple effect of everything comes into alignment, and you just flow.
Yes, it does. It's amazing. You're just like, wow, you're so happy to just be.
Mm-hmm.
You're just happy, like I said, to wake up. Oh, my God, you wake up in the morning, and it's like even if you don't live in Florida, you're happy to wake up. You know, maybe it's snowing out. Doesn't matter. You're happy because you're doing what you want to do. I mean, I've had opportunities to be in different side businesses, you know, like with nutrition. I'll use the products, and I love them, but I don't have the passion to promote them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the difference. If you're feeling like, okay, this product or this service is just for myself, but I'm not ready to promote it, that's not the business for you. I've learned that throughout my years. Because I've had like, oh, you have this offer, you've got so many clients, you could, I'm like, but I'm not enthusiastic about it. I'm happy, I'll tell people about it, of course, you know, if they ask me, but I'm not going to go around saying, yeah, hey, I use this product, or I'm, you know, doing this service, or whatever, you know. It's not
To be honest with you, I went down that road like 30 different times.
Okay, so we know. Listen, kitties, to our mistakes. You know what it's not. Sometimes you just got to figure out what it's not. It's like that. Yes. You're looking for the perfect me. What do you not like? You start from there, and then you can work your way up. Okay? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Because if you know exactly what you don't like, then you automatically know exactly what you do love.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, exactly. And to the big question here, what is wealth consciousness? What is wealth consciousness? I mean, we touched upon it in the show. We were joking around earlier, but what really is it?
So wealth consciousness is it's the ability to, at the drop of a hat, if that makes sense. And to create your own alchemy. And the only way you can truly be there is if you're in the space of gratitude, if you're functioning from, you know, the energy of love, if you're functioning from your heart space, and, you know, being in alignment with Source. And it's the space where basically nothing gets you down. You don't absorb... well, for an example, I was in a marriage where there was a lot of negativity. And when you're in something like that for a long period of time, you start believing that negativity is real and true. And every time something comes at you, you internalize it and you start believing those things about yourself, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But when when you're in alignment, that doesn't happen. It's like it's just interesting, and it doesn't affect you. You don't embody it and take it on as personal junk that you need to somehow get rid of later. So essentially, wealth consciousness is the ability to be in alignment, in the space of joy, and it's also where you find that. Because the underlying core of why people want money and lots of it is because when everything's taken care of, you have and you have choice of everything instead of nothing's taken care of, the bills can't get paid, and you feel like you have no choice. When you're in the space of all choice and possibilities, you can be in the space. It gives you a sense of and a feeling of complete freedom. So happiness and freedom is the underlying core of why people want money in the first place.
Right, exactly, because the energy
It's the energy of making money or manifesting wealth, which is, like you said, a mindset, brings you freedom. So when my bills are all paid and I have something left over, you're darn straight I'm going to go out on the boat and go on the golf here and enjoy a day at the beach. Not that I like the beach, but I like the sun, and I like to be out with my friends, and I don't have to worry about, oh, my God, I got to go to work because, you know, I'm not, the electric bill's not going to be paid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in that space, you're automatically in the giving and receiving end of things as well, which, you know, if you're not willing to receive, then money can't come to you either. If you're not willing to give, then money can't come to you either. So when you're everything's and you have all these choices, you're in the space of your true essence, which is, you know, so you're more apt to be walking down the street. Oh, there's a homeless guy. You give him $5 or $20 or whatever. And you totally make his day and change his world.
Exactly. Well, my thing is when I go out to eat, it's like I give them, I used to be a server, so I give them more than the tip. Because the more than the 20% or whatever it is, because I enjoy doing that. I love giving back, because if I've been given great service, because I know good and bad, then I'm appreciative of that. And they're appreciative of that. So their day is great. Like, a friend of mine just called me this morning. She was in Starbucks, and she was in the drive-thru, and somebody paid for her order ahead of time. So she went up to the window, and I was with her on the phone, and they said, no, the person in front of you paid. She's like, damn.
Yeah.
I
had a similar experience. Somebody cut in front of me at the drive line to Starbucks a while back, and I wanted to be mad, and I was like, I just can't be mad. Like, that's just interesting, you know, whatever. He probably needed it more than I did right now in this 10 seconds. And he paid for my coffee.
Huh.
I was like, well, that's nice. Like, how cool is that? Like, I couldn't do that, and you paid for my coffee.
Exactly. It is cool. It is cool. And speaking of that, can generating money really be that easy? They probably will think, Amy and Janie need to go be committed to some psych ward. You know, is it really that easy?
Right. Yes, absolutely, it is. It's... okay, so when you're using your soul gift and you're following your intuition, you're automatically going to know, like, what inspired action to take. So your inspired actions that you take lead to, they lead to actions that bring you money. That makes sense?
Makes sense.
The other key piece is to let go of all expectations of how you think that should show up or not show up, and basically flow with it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does go with the flow. It makes total sense to me, but it has to make sense to everybody else, because some people are blockheads when it comes to, you know, you guys are crazy. You guys are smoking something that is probably illegal. Well, in some states it probably is. I don't know still. But people just don't get it. They just overcomplicate things. And we're just trying to dumb it down today so anybody can learn this. Anybody who's open can learn this.
Yes, anybody can learn it. Anybody can do it and be it.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. All right. And how do we actually not use our logic in business? How do we, like, just bypass that altogether? Tell me, because I still have a logical mind at times.
Right? Well, the thing with logic and having to think things through is that completely shuts off what your intuition told you to take inspired action on. So once you know that, and, you know, and what I would say is follow your logic. Well, actually, logic actually got you into the mess. If you're, like, in a mess, logic is what got you there. So, if you like your mess, then keep using your logic, and if not, then basically that's where, you know, I teach my clients, put your hand on your heart, slow down your breathing, and actually ask, what's true for me?
Oh, okay.
That makes sense. So that can shift you out of that logic thinking, oops, I'm doing it again.
Yes.
Okay, what is true for me? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, what is the truth for me? And what is the truth of the situation I may be in at this moment?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, the logic part of it, if my intuition doesn't sound logical, then I always follow my intuition, but you have to train it. Like you said, it's a spiritual muscle that you have to work with every day. And it's like a new relationship. You gain the trust slowly as you get to know the person. Well, it's like your intuition. You do little things to build it up, build it up, build it up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely. The cool thing is that doesn't have to take a long time either. You know, it's kind of like meditating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not a long, drawn-out process. It's just a choice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is a choice, and that's what I'm saying. It's a choice. Everything we do, every moment to moment in our lives, are a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people don't understand. We can choose differently in that moment than the previous moment.
Mm-hmm.
That's something to think about. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, the fun thing is when you find yourself making interesting choices is to not judge yourself and to instead like have gratitude for, oh, you know what? That was really cute. What else could I choose now?
I choose not to be with this one. No, just kidding.
Right? Woo, we're just going to delete that and move on.
Yeah, cancel, cancel, cancel. Delete, delete, delete.
Yep, exactly.
Which follows into the next question. How does one go about not making things logical and following their intuition?
So that is, you know, like we were talking about, it's a muscle that you build. It's a choice with your true essence. And it's a choice to actually do something different.
Hmm. Yes. Choose wisely next time, my friend. No, just kidding.
Based on your intuition and what's light and brings you joy. Because the thing is, you know, if you're making choices that just keep you in that wonky low vibration, you're just going to create more of that.
Yeah, you're just going to keep creating all that stuff that you don't want to keep creating. You know, first of all, awareness is the key of not to creating it. Some people are like,
right?
You know. Exactly. You know, people call me up, why do I keep attracting this or that? Da 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 da. It's like, hello, what are you thinking right now? And that's how you got here, but let's just see what's going on. Let's overcomplicate it, right? You know?
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh God, I know, right? Okay.
Well, you know, and the thing is, you don't know until you know.
You don't know what you don't know. You don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the very cool thing is, once you know, you can't unknow it.
Exactly. You know, it's like, aha, young Einstein.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And the simple question, let's get back to the basics here, because some people, what is intuition? What is it? Why would we want to use this tool? Why would we want to use this tool that some people are like, what is it?
Yeah. So intuition, your soul is the same energy as source.
Mm-hmm.
It's all created from the same, you know, burst of light, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, essentially, that's your true essence, and that's the whole vibration of it. It's source, it's you. Nothing's separate. We're all connected, right?
Right, exactly. Yep, we are.
Yeah, so your intuition is the voice of your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, it is, but some people say, I want to drown that voice out, man, with alcohol, drugs, and other things, because they don't understand it. They fear it, too. They think it's evil. At least, you know, that's what I was, some religions, thought, religious thoughts say it's evil, which it's not.
Yeah, I was intuition is God talking to you. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and religion, and intuition to me is God talking to you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah. He would not have given this to us, source, God, whatever universe, if it wasn't to be used to our benefit, not to our detriment.
Exactly. So your intuition, when you're in alignment, never loses you. That's how you know when you're following your intuition.
Right. Yeah, when it feels right and when it feels like there's no apprehension and no reservations and no fear, anxiety, or anything, you know that's your intuition.
Yes. And the cool thing is, it gets rid of that bright, shiny syndrome of looking to everybody else for help, you know, or in my case, you know, hiring 50 gazillion coaches because I, you know, didn't trust myself. You know, and you know, obviously, different marketing companies that I was in, but was true for me.
Right.
So,
Yeah, I mean, and which brings me to my next question: why is it beneficial to run your business based on intuition, which is totally different than logic? You don't have to get your MBA in a college. You can use your intuition. That's cheaper.
Exactly.
Okay, your line is going in and out, just so you know.
Oh. Is it now?
It sounds better now, so go ahead. I didn't hear that. It was going out and out. Yeah.
Okay. Using your intuition to run your business. It's basically like Einstein, his intuition, he was created to be created. And the same with Steve Jobs. So when you're using your intuition, you can, which are not always logical.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. It's not always logical. And sometimes what will happen is, you know, if you're being told instead of going, your mind is thinking go to the right, but then your intuition is telling you to go to the left, you know, usually going to the left is better, you know, than the right. Yeah.
And if you have an online business or if you have a business, following your intuition, you're not going to hire people that are going to drag your business down.
Right. Okay, your line's going in and out again. I don't know where you are with your phone, but it's going in and out again.
Surprised it actually lasted.
What, honey? I'm sorry, what?
Is that better?
That is so much better. I want to like really hear you. I want the audience listeners to hear you.
Yeah. Cool. The phone signal keeps moving down.
Okay, yeah, the phone, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So which part would you like me to repeat?
We were talking about something about Einstein, and we were talking about going to the left instead of the right. If your intuition's saying left, and it's, you know, your logical mind saying right, you know, why would you want to just go to the left based on your intuitive self?
So that's better if you have an online business, if you're a coach, or if you have like a brick and mortar building business and you're doing something physically. If you're following your intuition, you're not going to hire people that are going to drag your business down. You're going to hire people that are in alignment with your business and what you're creating, that are going to enhance it and move it forward. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, you want positivity. You want to go, if you feel really good with that person intuitively, you want to go with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that goes for, you know, hiring bookkeepers, hiring personal assistants, for hiring employees. If you're not using your intuition, you're going to not have a very fun visit.
No, you may be in the poorhouse. No, just kidding.
Well, I'm speaking from experience. Yeah. In my brain, I'm like, why wouldn't you use your intuition in your business?
Exactly. Well, in my business, I use my intuition with my business, and I'm very pleased with it. Yes. God's blessed me because I love what I do, and B, I use my intuition. So it's basically very simple, like I said. Some people just think, it's so logical. Yeah. Well, I'll give you a little current experience. Now, I've had this account up where I'm from for many years, and I just mail my taxes up there. But this year, something told me not to use him. Well, it turns out my IRS tax bill was a lot lower than what he sent to the IRS. My intuition told me that.
Yes.
So, because of that, it could save you money, too, with the IRS. I'm just kidding. Just an example.
And this is cool because this is what I use with clients that I work one-on-one with. So an example, I had somebody that I was helping build their business, and I had the same thing on the accountant, and I said, get rid of her now. Well, fear crept in, and nope, this happened. A year later, he ended up in trouble with the IRS because payroll taxes weren't paid.
Great.
And thousands of dollars that could have been saved.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, now I found a new accountant down here, and my hairdresser's like, this guy's good, and I'm like, I got a good feeling with him. So that's what I'm going to be doing next year. Not going with the snugglehead anymore. But anyway, we got to wrap. We got to wrap things up, Janie. But tell people where people can find you, and you've got some books here too. Tell people where they can find you for helping them maybe overcome the poverty consciousness that they've been brought up with. That we all need help with that, I think.
Yeah. To email me at energetichealthcoach.com. My business is actually global. I do everything via Zoom or conference call. So I'm on Facebook Messenger a lot as well.
Okay.
So my Facebook is Janie Lynn Smith.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. Well, Janie Lynn, this has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for, help us with the wealth consciousness revolution. And I hope that we're all part of it soon, right?
Yeah, absolutely. My, I think this year I would like to help at least 10,000 people. That feels like fun.
Yeah, well, as we change individually, we change the consciousness of the parent planet. So thank you for joining us.
Yes. Planet.
The planet, the crazy planet of the cherubs. No, just kidding.
Yes.
I'm telling you, their fault. It's all their fault. My name is Amy Toy. This is Angel Answers with Amy Toy, and you can find me at amytoy, amytoy.com. Thank you, everyone, and have a great day.